Hey guys, it's me, Alana, from the 4 Kids by Kids podcast. In today's episode, we are doing a candy tier list. So these, some are nostalgia candies from where you would eat them in school, or just coming up to modern day candy right now. So let's rank them. This includes chocolate and all the candies. So if you guys have any candies that we missed today, comment them down below. Okay, so we're doing a tier list. If you guys want to do the tier list too, just go and write down below. It's in the description. Okay, so let's start. So there's S, A, B, C, D, E, and F. So that's all the rankings. S is the highest, F is the worst. Let's get right into it. Okay, so Almond Joy. I've never been a big fan of Almond Joy at all. I feel like Almond Joy, I don't really like it. Chocolates with peanuts in it, only if you're like Reese's or something. So Almond Joy, I'm sorry, but that's gonna be the first F in the first ranking. Okay, Hershey's Cookies and Cream. I know Alvin loves cookies and cream a lot. I'm gonna put them at the C tier, but C plus, because actually B. I give them a B. That's a good one. 100 Grand. I don't like 100 Grand that much. So I'm gonna put them at E tier. It's not as bad as Almond Joy's. Hot Tamales. A lot of people rave about these, but these are really overrated, and I'm putting them at F. I just really don't like them. Okay, Baby Ruth, also pretty overrated. But not at F tier. That's like too low. So I'm putting them at E. Oh my gosh. What are these called though? Like, they're like the candy on the piece of paper. Like paper candy? What are they called? The paper dot candy? I don't know what they're called. Like these things. Yeah. Like, what are they called? No. Oops, I hit something. Candy dots on paper called candy buttons, candy dots, or pops. I've never ate these. I've seen them a lot in the store. I'm putting them in F. F will also go whatever I haven't ate. Laffy Taffy. I know Laffy Taffy gets so much hate, but I'm putting them at A tier. I don't know. I'm a fan, but although it gets very sticky, and if it like hits barely like 70 degrees, it'll start melting. So it's like not the best, but when you get it into your mouth without melting, it feels like you just want a war. So okay. Fruity Pops, the lollipops filled with the Tootsie Rolls in it. I don't like the Tootsie Roll. D tier. It's okay. Dots is B tier. Dots is one of my favorites. Actually, A tier. I really like Dots. Although, a lot of people hate on Dots. Okay, Chips Ahoy. I don't know why Chips Ahoy is in here. There's no chance this is a candy, but I'll put Chips Ahoy at... Is that disqualification? But I'll put Chips Ahoy at B, but... Okay, Payday. I don't like Paydays. F tier. I feel bad. Three Musketeers going at C tier. Not bad. Reese's going at C tier. But Reese's Pieces are going at B tier. I like Reese's Pieces more than the Reese's Cups. Kinder Eggs. Okay. So, if you live in the U.S., you know that they got rid of the chocolate egg Kinder Eggs. Well, you see them once in a while, but... because someone like choked on it, and one of the kids choked on the toy. But they changed it at like random like chocolate cocoa ball mixture. Don't get me wrong, that doesn't taste bad, but it's like I really miss the Kinder Eggs. Kinder Eggs going at B tier. That's like literally my childhood. Okay, Smarties. Smarties. Well, I'm still in my childhood. Smarties. Me and Alvin the Smarties. A tier. Those candy bracelets. I never like these things. They never taste good. Actually, they tasted good, but I'll give them E tier. Okay, Oreo. Again, bro, what is this? There's no way Oreos can go in this. Okay, Chips Ahoy is better than Oreos, so C tier. I know, that's a hot take. Okay, Ring Pops. I don't like how they color your teeth, but B tier. Peanut M&Ms. F tier. I hate peanut M&Ms. As much as I said in the beginning about me not liking peanuts in my thing, I'm for real about that. Okay. On this list, they have two different Skittles. I'm just looking at that.
Skittles. They only have two, right? Yeah. Sour Skittles? So good. Although it just tastes like they put the powder acid on it and then shook it up in a bag. But I'm going with B tier. Although half of these candies have titanium dioxide in it. So not the greatest thing ever. But if we just missing that fact, then Skittles is one of my favorites. Putting it at S tier. Toblerone. I have only tried Toblerone once and it was like 2 years ago. I kind of remember what it tastes like, but it wasn't like the most memory that I had about it. Toblerone, I'm giving a C tier. Lifesavers, S tier. Me and Alvin love good old Lifesavers. Gobstoppers. Gobstoppers is okay. I like how it lasts long, so I'm gonna give it B tier, but that's giving it a little slack. These dot things. It's like dots, but like extra sugar on it. It's not even sour. It's like sugar. More sugar. I don't really like these. I feel like they're only good cough drop type ones that look like dots. They only slap when you're making a gingerbread with them. Gingerbread house with them during the Christmas season. So D tier. I mean, E tier. Warheads Extreme. I was always a fan of Warheads. So B tier. What are these called? You know those like big balls that like you have to lick and until like you hit the center? That sounded weird. Probably D tier. F tier. Actually, I've never had one of those, but those always look really bad to me, and a lot of people say they have no flavor, so okay, Snickers. D tier. I'm not a fan of Snickers. As I was saying, I don't like peanuts or like any like nuts in my chocolate, so it's not that great. Okay, Mike and Ike's A tier. I'm a Mike and Ike person. Peeps. Peeps are good all year long. A lot of people say Peeps are only good during the Easter season. I disagree with that. I'm putting them at B tier. Hubba Bubba. Bubblegum. I'm gonna give them a D tier. D tier, yeah. Okay. Candy corn. This is a very controversial food. Candy, sorry. Most people like it. But then I would say that with the candy corn, I feel like I can eat one single candy corn during the Halloween season and then not want to eat another one until next year. It's like something that you'll enjoy for like 5 seconds and then you'll be like, no, please get that away from me. So I haven't also had one in a while, so I'm gonna give it F tier. Okay, Dove chocolate. I'm not a hater on Dove. Also it's like kind of tastes the same in all of them. So C tier. Starburst slowly, like I don't really like Starburst a lot, but I'll give it C tier. Swedish Fish, A tier. I love Swedish Fish. Also, Sour Patch Kids, also going A tier. Some of my favorites coming up right now. Haribos, A tier. Guess what? Trolleys, whatever you say it. Also going there. Okay. They have double stuffed Oreos. So, there was like a regular Oreos. So, I don't know if this counts. But, I'm gonna move the regular Oreo down to D and put the double stuff in C because double stuff is always gonna be better. But guys, we'll be right back after this quick mention from past feature Alana. Hey guys, sorry about that. About this interruption, we'll be right back to the episode in a few minutes. Hey, it's me, past, future, whatever you want to call me, Alana. I was gonna just say, there's a link down in the description to go check out our Spotify. Right now, our Spotify is kind of where we kind of want to focus on major. So if you guys want to support our podcast, please go listen on Spotify. That would really support our podcast. Thank you so much, and let's get right back to the episode. Hey Hey, thank you, past, future, whatever, Alana. Yeah. But let's get right back into the tier list. Okay, so we got Pixie Sticks. I haven't had a Pixie Stick in, I feel like, decades, but Pixie Sticks are still, like, a really staple. So I'm thinking of putting them at E. I know, that's kind of low, but okay, I've never had that. Okay, Milk Duds. A lot of people hate on Milk Duds, and I swear, when you just put it in your mouth and, like, just let the caramel, let that chocolate get, like, into your tongue, and then the caramel after, so good. Just don't chew it. I don't know what people like, but Milk Duds, personally, one of my favorites. A tier. Okay, Black Licorice, F tier. Milky Way's A tier, one of my favorite chocolates of all time. Kit Kat is up there. Let's put him at C tier. Not the worst thing ever. Whoppers, me and Alvin are Whopper haters. So I'm sorry if you like Whoppers. Yeah. Okay. Let's do Crunch Bars next. Crunch Bars are going S tier. Talk about me and Alvin again. Me and Alvin. Oh my gosh. Love Crunch Bars. So good. Okay. Junior Mints. Junior Mints are kind of like after me. Although they tasted better like a few years ago when I was like younger. But yeah. I don't really know how to say anything. Twix, A tier. Twix, solid, not as good as Crunch. That is pretty controversial. Dum-dums are going C tier. It's like, yeah, I don't know how to describe that either. Hershey Kisses, those are really good. B tier. I love the wrapping of them. I don't know, that's so random. Airheads, A tier, not bad. Fun Dip, I never liked Fun. Well, I liked Fun Dip for like half my life, and then I started not liking that stick part. Because I feel like the only good part of Fun Dip was that powder. And who knows what that powder is. So, Fun Dip going B tier. Jelly Beans. You know what's fun though? The era of like, what are those called? Jelly Beans? The jelly beans where they do the mixed jelly beans. Bean boozled. That was a good like time in life where they come with that spinning wheel, bro. That was so fun. Still, people still do it, but it's like so fun doing that, and it's like it's very nostalgic. But the one that they're doing is not Bean Boozled, so let's go with good old D tier. It's not like you can go wrong. Actually, E tier. Okay, Lifesavers, Mints. I don't like personally the mints, although I'm pretty sure Alvin does, so I'm putting F tier. M&M's, not bad, putting them at C tier, C plus. Hi-Chew candies. Hi-Chew is going S tier. I love Hi-Chews.
Hi-Chew.
That was so cringy. Okay, Heath Bar, solid, D tier. Hershey's, B tier. The original one is B tier. Good. Lemonhead. This Lemonhead runs out of flavor like really quickly. Although they taste good while the flavor still lasts. So B tier. Okay. Twizzlers. Twizzlers, S tier to me. I have no explanation for that either. Nerds, A tier. Pop Rocks, also A tier. Especially Blue Raspberry as the flavor. Love Blue Raz. Okay, Bubblegum. But it's like flavored Bubblegum. I love the Hubba Bubba flavored gum. A tier. Tootsie Roll, F tier. Don't like Tootsie Roll. Like off brand red licorice, B tier. I like Twizzlers more. C tier, actually. I don't know. Those cream egg ones. But I don't know what the brand is. the cream egg ones don't taste as good as Kinder. I'm going F tier. I don't really like the taste of those. Butterfinger. C tier. I made D tier. Pez. Oh my gosh. I'm going to get a lot of hit for this one. Pez E tier. For the 5 seconds it doesn't get jammed, it does taste good. Okay. Oh, it's two different things. Right Twix, left Twix. Maybe I'm just right-handed and I like right Twix, but apparently it tastes different. I did not know that. I just saw that a few months ago. So same tier, I guess. I don't really know, because it kind of tastes the same to me. Okay, Sour Patch Kids Watermelon S tier. Probably the best one. Oh, I'm moving Swedish Fish up to S tier. Oh, I'm also making Trolley and Haribo higher too. I'm just looking back at my thing and I'm like, all this should be an S tier. And then Yorks. I don't like Yorks. F tier. And that is it for today's episode on the tier list. I hope you guys enjoyed. Do you guys disagree or agree with any of these placements on the tier list? Thank you guys for tuning in to today's episode on the Four Kids by Kids podcast. And I'll see you guys next week. Bye.